So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
It's time for 5 on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris with Mark Grody bring you 5 topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I got 5 on. Number 1.
You're listening to a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday presented by Potawatomi Casino Hotel and ChicagoRoofingContractors.org. Here is question number 1 on a Wild Card Football Friday, baby. Which player, other than quarterback Caleb Williams, needs to have a big game in order for the Bears to have a shot at beating the Packers in Saturday's wild card game at Soldier Field?
DeAndre Swift. I said I wanted to run the ball more since I'm calling plays and all. I'm not calling plays. This is me just wanting to do things. But I do want the Bears to run the ball more. And I don't think that that's so much to ask for now, is it? Especially when you consider the weather. We haven't even talked about the weather. The wind is going to be really bad in this game, isn't it? You were on after Cheryl Scott this week, Marshall.
Yes, it's going to be windy on Saturday. Very windy. Gusts, I think upwards of 30 miles per hour.
If it was anything like last night where my building was swaying in the wind, gave me anxiety. Even though I know it's a thing and it happens in high rises or in earthquakes, I don't care. The point is, wind is scary. And it's also frustrating and it messes up your hair. So you know what the best antidote to all of those things is? To run the football, even when it messes up your hair. You're just like, man, if I had just run the football, my day would have been so much easier. Put it under a helmet and go. Point being, got to be DeAndre Swift. And you know what else? I mentioned I would love to see a running back screen in this game, and I know that that's a wishful thought. But dance with the one who brung you. Running DeAndre Swift helped bring you to this point. Use the man's skills to your advantage. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
Okay. My answer is a little unconventional because, you know, my status quo for this answer all season has been who?
Montez Sweat.
Right. And granted, if Montez Sweat has a big game, they might be in good shape. But I'm going to go back to the keys of the game where I told y'all about the turnovers.
Keys to the game. You've never heard that before.
My guy is Kevin Byard. Because if Kevin Byard has a big game, that means maybe he didn't get beat deep like he did in game one of this series this season. Maybe that means he picks off a couple of passes. Yeah, I said couple. Okay. Hey, you said big game, right?
Interceptions 8 and 9 for Kevin Byard for Grody's birthday.
Bears. So I think if we're in here talking about Kevin Byard having a big game on Monday, what does that mean? That means that man was causing problems on the back end.
I thought about Kevin as one of my keys. I am going to select somebody from the secondary. It's just so crucial that, look, you're going to, I mean, the cliche, you're just going to contain, I think, Jordan Love and his many weapons that he has. So I'm going to go with, guys, this is tough. I'm going to say Jalen Johnson. And ooh. I know that that's rough because he's not himself and all that. But if there's one guy in the, like, cornerback-wise that I expect, like, who's it going to be? Is it, like, Nashawn Wright's been struggling, okay? Tyreek Stevenson has been sitting. Jalen Johnson, I know he has not been playing well, but he's going to have to find something. You know, like, this is the find something week. Kyler Gordon, like, I want to say Kyler Gordon, but I can't guarantee that he's playing. I mean, if for nothing else, I think about the Christian Watson slant play that C.J. Gardner-Johnson couldn't handle, and then it would be Kyler Gordon. I have to pick somebody from the secondary. Unfortunately, or fortunately, it's Jalen Johnson.
I looked at all those guys. Oh, I'm sorry.
Layla raised her hand, Marshall.
I didn't see her hand.
You gotta look.
You
gotta look.
I was giving you eye contact. You focus in on each other, and you put me in the corner.
Sorry, Layla. You're our leader.
Just because the air is cold over here doesn't mean that I'm not here.
Poor Layla. Do we have a Bears blanket for her?
No, I don't need it today. I got the heater fixed. I sent an email and everything. No,
Marshall.
I'm good today.
Oh, okay.
I was just illustrating the situation over here at this part of the studio.
Layla, what do ye have to say?
Okay, so if Jalen Johnson didn't play well, are you like, that was Jalen Johnson?
Ooh, like it was his fault?
It was his alter ego, Jalen Johnson.
It wasn't
Jalen
Johnson.
Like there's Jeff Joniak and then there's Jeff Joniak.
Yes, yeah, where the heck yet?
It's like
yes.
Mario and Wario.
It is just like Mario in Wario, actually.
Well, I will
also
say,
you can't say Yalen again in a question in the locker room.
I can't believe I did that. I can't.
You say it all the time.
Didn't notice it.
I thought about Jalen Johnson.
Yeah.
But the reason I went with Kevin Byard is because Jalen Johnson's told us he's not going to be himself until next season.
So I'm really grasping at straws here. I get it. But like maybe because what Ben Johnson has been really hitting home since the Detroit loss is y'all better step it up. I don't care what's going on with you. You all better step it up a notch. And I am hoping and thinking that maybe Jalen Johnson finds something and he makes a couple of stops. Along. I'm not expecting perfection from him. Just stop the explosives.
Ooh. Twitch Mob has a good answer here, too, from Jay Cutler's hair.
Oh, yes?
Austin Booker is the answer.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Shout out to the Twitch Mob. What is up?
Shout out to Jay Cutler's hair.
I would like a fumble force.
It's good hair, isn't it?
That. Yeah, just say stuff. Just say what you want to see, and maybe one of the things will happen. We can't lose that way.
Five on it. Number two.
Which player on the Packers active roster, that's the key here, Packers active roster, do you consider to be the biggest problem for the Bears?
Is Jordan Love. I mean, I hate to be so obvious here, but I just told you how, like, I'm trying to call some fun blitz where I'm making my secondary happy, and then Jordan Love's like, no, you're not, Layla. I'm going to pass this ball to the flat over here, or I'm going to get rid of this ball to Christian Watson real quick. And I'm like, wait, but I was trying to blitz you. And he's like, no, you weren't. Touchdown. That is what I can't have happen. I just mentioned his numbers in that first game that they played. Explosive plays were the name of that game. 234 yards in the 28-21 win. 3 touchdowns, a single interception. It was valid, but unfortunately not enough. Cool enough for a 120.7 quarterback rating. That is what I don't need to have happen. He is who I am keying in on.
Now, see, I disagree slightly here because I think the conditions are not going to make it that kind of game. Weather-wise, I think it's Josh Jacobs. Couple of reasons here. Last time the Bears saw Josh Jacobs, he was hurting, mm-hmm. not full strength. You know who wasn't on the injury report all week this week? Josh Jacobs. That man fully healthy is a problem, especially if you don't make the tackles you're just supposed to make as a fundamentally strong football player. I'm talking to you guys at the first and second level. Third level guys don't even need to be tackling him because he should be stopped within a couple of...
They refused to tackle him the last time.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So Josh Jacobs, now that he's fully healthy, is an even bigger problem. We talked about whoever establishes their ground game in a more efficient way, in a more powerful way, and early in the game is going to have a stark advantage in this game. So Josh Jacobs is the guy that I'm keying in on to make sure he does not get loose.
It's a good answer. I'm Jordan Love. I'm with Layla. I mean, I still think about what happened in that first game. I think about the fact that Jordan, this will have been his fourth playoff game. I mean, the experience is real. I still think about what, unfortunately, Green Bay did to Dallas 2 years ago when they just... destruction. And that was I'm happy with the direction that the Green Bay Packers have gone, and that is they never quite kept that top dog. Like, when they won that playoff game, I was like, look out for the division, look out for Jordan Love, look out for Matt LaFleur. Hasn't quite worked out that way, but Jordan Love is clutch, makes big plays. I don't think there's any other answer but then Jordan Love.
Oh, this is also a good comment, again from the Twitch Mob. Dino, make Josh Jacobs Josh Jacobs.
That is an excellent comment.
That'll humble him up a little bit. Maybe I'll try to work my way down to the field before the game. I do get there pretty early and see a lot of
yelling.
I'll just be
Josh
like,
Jacobs.
You're Josh Jacobs! Come on, Josh Jacobs! What are you going to do now, Josh?
Wait, can you do it in Wayne voice? So he
I was
kind of
going Tom Tony there.
Where's your dagger now? Where is it? Look at this. Where's Billings? I can feel it behind me. I feel like if Josh Jacobs heard you saying those things, especially the Josh Jacobs, I was like, does that man have a speech impediment? What's going on with him?
Oh, I think
that's
there's a
the
lot
point.
Of players on Green Bay be like, what's the matter with this guy?
Yes.
But that's the point. You confuse them enough to when they're like thinking about it during the game. And they're like, wait, what was that guy saying? Oh, did I just throw an interception?
Yeah.
Ha ha!
There it is.
He's like, did Jordan Love just throw an interception?
Jordan Love? Not to be confused with Yordan Alvarez?
Not to be confused.
We're out of control now.
That is the point.
Yes.
Five on it. Number three.
This is 5 on it on 670 The Score, a special playoff edition of Football Friday with Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, and Mark Grody.
Fair.
Here's question number three. Please make your predictions for the non-Bears-related wild card weekend games. Number five, Rams at number four, Panthers. Number six, seed Bills at the number three seed Jaguars. Number six seed 49ers at the number three seed Eagles. And the number seven seed Chargers at the number two seed Patriots.
I think Marshall should go first because you've been ready for this question.
Yeah,
you've been like Shaq shimmying about it.
He's been sitting over there with his hot eyebrows thinking about this one.
Give me the Rams over the Panthers in Carolina. But I don't think they're going to cover the 10.5 spread. I want to point that out.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, and I get it. They're trying to get revenge because Carolina already beat the Panthers. The Panthers already beat the Rams once this season.
Everybody randomly beats the Rams like the Bears did last year.
They didn't have so many people.
Don't worry about that part. It's not important.
Jacksonville, Buffalo. Unfortunately for my beloved Bills, the streak continues. Josh Allen, arguably the best quarterback remaining in these playoffs, will be eliminated. He's going to lose to a Jacksonville team that is red hot.
The Jaguars.
The Jaguars.
No, that would be the Jaguars in that case.
Jacksonville.
Yeah.
If you want the Bills to win, you want them to look like the Jacksonville Jaguars.
So here's the best game, I think, of the weekend. Niners, Eagles. Eagles fully rested, 21 of their 22 starters from week one, healthy. Give me the Birds, the reigning Super Bowl champs. I've got the Patriots falling at home to the Chargers because I don't believe in the Patriots and their whack schedule.
Wow. Also, were you laughing at the text line for 847?
I hope it's the same one. Go ahead.
Josh Jacobs, you yak-ass.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely you should yell.
Josh Jacobs is probably the obvious answer because of the weather, but...
You yak-ass!
I just respect Jordan Love. Okay, I'm going to do this quickly because you set it up well.
Yeah.
No, Texans. Sorry, Mike Tomlin.
Okay. No, we're not doing that one.
Yeah, yeah.
That's Monday.
It's the only one we weren't doing.
You didn't read that part of it, though.
I did not. No, I did read it, and then I got distracted.
It's okay.
I did not
verbally disclose this.
No, I read the question. But I read the question of the whole damn thing, and I was like, I don't care.
But Layla, what I love is you didn't say Steelers. You just said Mike Tomlin.
Right.
I like that.
That's true. So, Bills for me. I think they still beat the Jaguars. I'm sorry. And I need it, really, because I picked them to go to the Super Bowl. But I do think the Bills are still ultimately a team I need to win this game.
Yeah, you don't sound confident.
I think the Patriots beat the Chargers.
Oh.
And I think it has a lot to do with what we've talked about. Like, and, you know, they have an amazing offense, but they're quixotic at times and inconsistent. And Justin Herbert got sacked a lot. So facts. I think that factored into it. Rams beat the Panthers. Niners beat the Eagles.
Oh, okay.
Tell me why.
Because I think the Seahawks are that good, number one. I think number two, the version you got of the 49ers at home against the Bears is a more accurate version of who that team is right now.
Okay.
And when in doubt, NFC West.
Fair.
There's going to be something really amazing that is uttered and discussed after these four games that we're picking, and everybody's going to be saying the following.
Jaguars?
Not the Jaguars. They will be saying that, and yak-asses and whatnot, but they'll also be saying, oh my God, all four road teams won. That's something that we're going to be saying. We're going to be like, oh, that's weird.
That's your picks?
I think the Rams will win at the Panthers. The Rams are better than the Panthers,
that's
right?
The Yams will beat the Yams.
I do think, Marshall, and I know that you are a little bit skeptical about the old Buffalo Bills. I understand it. I think the Jaguars just aren't ready yet. I think that this is... Yeah.
Man, they've been really good. A big apology.
They overtook the Colts, which shocked me. Like, they've been really good. I just think the Bills are the Bills. They have so much playoff experience. I understand the consternation over there, Marshall.
They're at home.
That's right. They're at...
No.
No, they're not.
No.
Remember, I said all the road teams are going to win.
Sorry.
It's okay. 49ers at the Eagles.
They're not at home.
I just think this is one of those like sad seasons for the Eagles where chaos will erupt despite them being in the playoffs. They may even fire their coach Sirianni, and then they'll come back and win the Super Bowl next year. Honest to God.
Fire the
honest to God.
Fire the Super Bowl.
The guy that won the Super Bowl. But you guys know Philly. You guys know Philly a lot better than I do. Would that be inconceivable?
Harbaugh takes over?
Maybe. Maybe it's the Packers head coach that takes over. Maybe it's the flower.
I like this crazy musical.
This is crazy. You like the way I talk? See, I talk crazy on my birthday.
I think you have to. You do. You have to get out the crazy stuff.
You do,
and then the logical conclusion.
I think the party ends early for the Patriots too. I think it's been a really charmed season. It's been a super charmed season for them. They found a quarterback. They found a coach, and they are to be reckoned with.
They lost to the Raiders.
I don't. I think the Chargers win it. It's a clean road team sweep in those four games. Thank you very much. Take that to the bank.
I'm telling you, though, there are times where I just don't understand the Chargers. Like, see their game against the Colts.
They won that game, though, didn't
they? I'm trying to think of that game. Yeah, say more.
I just, they're inconsistent.
Okay.
Ugh. Playoffs.
Number four.
Our side team. This comes from me asking about a side key to the game.
You did.
Question number four. The Lions have reportedly reached out to former Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel about their offensive coordinator opening. On a scale of 1 to 10 on the worry meter, trademark, how concerned are you about what a potential union between Detroit and Mike McDaniel could do to the NFC North landscape? I'll give my answer real quick. It's a 10.
like for example, Matt Nagy coaching the Baltimore Ravens is not an upgrade. Mike McDaniel being the offensive coordinator, nerdy, interesting, avant-garde version of OC Part 2 for Dan Campbell, knowing that that's a combination of personalities and theories and let's get weird that works well, man, that is an upgrade. So therefore, I put it at an 8.
Mm.
8 seems high.
Layla's worried, Marshall.
Well,
worried.
Very worried.
I'd be more worried.
Lose some weight, Andrew Billings.
I'm trying.
Not you.
I'd be more worried if maybe like the Bears were already better than the Lions, but they're not. So like it's just kind of same as it always was.
Bears are not better than the Lions.
Same as it ever was.
I'm sorry. What happened when they played those two
teams?
Well,
they did lose.
Twice.
Is that the way you look at it, though? Is it head-to-head matchups? That's it? That's it? 8-8 doesn't mean anything to you? Or whatever they were. Sorry, 9-8.
Yeah, I'm saying they had a winning record. They had some problems, but they're still a formidable football team.
Sorry, it's such an off-season argument I just brought up. I'm sorry.
The Colts, by the way. I was like, I thought they lost that game.
34-28. That was a long time ago.
But that's it. I'm like, what the hell? Chargers, you were at home.
Low-key sidebar, Marshall, and then I'll let you go on. How fun is the offseason Bears divisional talk going to be? Oh my God!
No, that's why my number is at a 5.
Okay,
because
five.
Here's why: because the Bears are supposed to get better on defense this offseason, and if they don't, you didn't meet the moment. I'm sorry. That's life in the NFC North.
Mike McDaniel's going to invent another down, and Dan Campbell's going to be like, "All right, guys, 6 down play."
May I quell your worries, Layla?
What you got?
Let me try. What's try your number? To. I'm going to go 6.
Okay,
we'll go 6. Level above but the reason I'm not like at an 8 where Layla is because if he is what you think he is, Layla, and you think he's a very good offensive coordinator, which he is, he ain't going to be there long. Fair. And then the Lions are going to have to go through the same thing again, and Dan Campbell is going to get mad at Mike McDaniel and run up a score on Mike McDaniel wherever he ends up for his next head coaching game.
Hey, listen here. So, you know how you were talking about side pieces earlier because I asked about a side key to the game?
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes you got to know that other things are a flash in the pan. And you're like, okay, let's be interesting for the time that this takes. AKA, like, sometimes I give guys advice. I'm like, go with it until you're tired of it. And that might be what this is, but it's still going to be interesting.
Interesting.
By interesting,
I mean threatening.
We didn't trademark the interesting meter, though, did we?
No, the worry meter.
Yeah, the worry meter. Now, the interesting meter, Layla, 10. 11. I'd go 11.
No, I'm pending. My worry meter's at an 8 with that one, because that's a marriage of taking risk and, like, personality contrast that would work.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, think Mike McDaniel drove by a freaking bar to troll the bar after they beat the Bills.
Guys, this is a dog days
of summer. Dan Campbell loves that
stuff. I love this division. Do you realize how great this division is?
This is a conversation, if we're being honest. I'm not worried about it. I'm not.
Okay.
Fine.
I'm with you, buddy. I don't want to be.
It's 5 on it on 670 The Score. After a delay of more than 90 minutes, Thursday's game between the Bulls and Heat was postponed due to condensation on the United Center court. A makeup date was not immediately announced. What is your most relatable or wildest story from a game delay?
Mm. Would you like me to go first?
Go on.
I mean, I was smack dab in the center for one of the most, is it infamous or?
It can be.
Notary.
There was, it was the year 2016, I do believe. And there was a, 17-minute rain delay?
That's not infamous. That's famous.
Famous. Okay, thank you, Layla. That occurred, and yours truly, me, Mark Grody, was doing the pre and post game for the Cubs in the year 2016. So there's me in Cleveland. Things that, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but by the time the rain delay came around, some very dramatic things had happened in that Game 7. A gentleman by the name of Rajay Davis seemed to have, again, altered history for the Cubs in a really bad way. So the rains start to fall. During a rain delay, it is the pre and post game guy's job to do the rain delay theater. Bad things had happened. I thought I was going to be doing a rain delay for 2 hours, and we were going to be stuck in the mud talking about some Joe Maddon curious decisions, shall we say, at a Rajay Davis home run. It was about to be hell for me. I think it was Joe O, who was producing, said, "Hey, we got a bunch of calls. We could take those if you want, but they're not very happy calls." Like, that's a little, like, if I ever do the whole deep dive on that, people were pissed about what was going on in that Game 7. Now, it was such a short rain delay that I didn't have to get into taking the calls and all of that, and it was strongly suggested back here, maybe you don't take all these calls.
Wow.
But it was about to be like the dance of my life for 2 hours, which I just assumed, because you just assume when there's a rain delay, it's going to go on forever. You better be prepared for it to go on forever. Excuse me, 17 minutes, it's over, and then the Cubs eventually win the game. So that's my story.
And the World Series.
My story's more deja vu. Because what happened to the
Bulls
and the Heat last night happened to me when I was hosting the pre- and post-game shows for NBC Sports Philadelphia.
I'm glad to hear this has not just happened here.
No, 2016. I mean, it doesn't happen often. It happened for the very first time at what was then the Wells Fargo Center.
Yes.
Sixers, Kings, same thing. Hockey the night before, Sixers with a game against the Kings, and it was just a little too humid in November. And the ice started melting, and the condensation did its thing. And let me tell you something. Once that happens, you ain't getting it to go away. That's what I was when I was talking to you guys in the group chat. I was like, oh, this game's postponed. It's not going to happen. And it was very much deja vu for me, and I wanted to make sure everybody knew there's nothing you can do to stop that. Mm. You're just going to have to play another game. But
bye,
it was
folks.
A weird thing.
Take
because
care.
DeMarcus Cousins in his prime was out here with two mops trying to mop up all the condensation.
Oh, wow.
And it was just a funny thing that happened, but we had no idea how long it'd take. Game gets canceled 53 minutes after tip-off was scheduled.
Boogie was trying to clean the floor.
He wanted to play Embiid. That was prime Boogie, prime Embiid before the injuries befell him.
You know how I feel about Boogie. I love him.
He's entertaining.
I think he's the best. Yeah.
Who were you guys talking about before we went on the air about that might be coming to the Bulls? I could have sworn I heard something out in the hallway.
Zion Williamson.
What?
We don't have time for that now.
I know. I'm sorry. Bears, take the break. Goodbye.
It's not a Woj bomb and it's not a Shams bomb.
Sorry, Layla.
Yeah. Kevin Fishbane is next, and we have to celebrate something that Fishy Business did.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Next.
Kevin Fishbane.
I got Fishy Business, K. Fishbane.
Bears beat writer for The Athletic.
Are you talking about how the Bears had 10 days off between games after their two best passing performances in the first play from scrimmage against an all-blitzing defense was to let a blitzer come free?
Kevin Fishbane talking Bears.
Hey, Kevin. Kevin Fishbane from The Athletic.
I love your name.
It's a great name.
Yeah, great name.
On Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Kevin Fishbane is the senior writer at The Athletic who covers the Bears. He hosts the Breaking In with Kevin Fishbane, a sports media podcast. And the guest this week is appropriately Jeff Joniak. So Jeff will be on Kevin Fishbane's podcast. And congratulations to Kevin Fishbane who yet again was named the National Sports Media Association's Illinois Sports Writer of the Year for 2025. And dare I say it, one of the things that Matt Eberflus got right the most and absolutely nailed was that award doesn't just go to anybody, but it goes to Kevin Fishbane twice. So congratulations, Fishy Business.
Way to go, Kevbo.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Yeah. Means a lot. Great
Congrats.
Honor. Thank you. Thank you. And yeah, Flus got that right. And I think Ben Johnson will learn from Flus and never say anything to me about that award or about me about that award.
He'll just question you about, oh, you didn't like that play call there, Mr. Fishbane?
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't like that? Oh, you didn't like that?
How did you like that interaction, Mr. Fishbane?
I mean, the funny thing was, Marshall, I like the call. I did like the call.
He was a little defensive.
That was a great question, by the way.
It was.
Yeah, and I just wanted to know about the timing. Actually, we found out a little bit more as the days went on that, you know, maybe the timing could have been a little bit better with the operation there. But hey, guys, I got a fun fact for you.
Oh, fun fact.
Love fun facts.
Open things up.
Here we go.
I was trying to think about, this is obviously a special date, January 9th, for your show. For Mark Grody.
Thank you, Kevin.
And so I wanted to see what is the Bears record when playing on Mark Grody's birthday.
That's wow. A great
this, this better be good. There's a lot riding on this.
Probably not. I'm going to guess it's not. January 9th.
No, well, there's a lot of wins in the 80s.
Yeah, but that's playoff time.
Okay.
Right. So I thought January 9th, you're not going to get a whole lot in the regular season. But as Grody said, there was a lot of playoff games in the 80s and early 90s. Could we get a playoff win on Grody's birthday? No.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I hate your fun
What's
facts.
The record? What's the record?
The Bears all time in their 105-year history on January 9th are 0-1. And that one loss was Matt Nagy's final game as Bears head coach. January 9th, 2022. I'm looking through the box score, Grody. I remember nothing about this game because I realized I wasn't even there. It was like peak Omicron COVID times.
Oh, yes, yes.
So a few of us, I kind of, at the end of that season, I was like, you know what? I think I'm better off watching this one at home for my health and sanity. And the Bears gave up 21 points in the fourth quarter to lose 31-17.
To
and
who?
That was on Mark Grody's birthday. To the
who?
Minnesota Vikings.
Against the Vikes. Oh, Omicron. Man.
When you had to bring up Omicron as part of the record.
Were we still on Zooms back then?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we were, right?
Okay. Yeah, and don't forget the nickname for the guys who filled in the NBA during that time. They were Omicron LeBrons.
Ooh.
Yeah, that was a thing. Kevin Fishbane, by the way, joins us via the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. And once again, a congratulations to you, Kevin. So that may be a good a jumping off point as any, just the play calling and that discussion, because Ben Johnson was fired up when he said that to you. We saw him give it back a little bit, but we've all talked about how notable his attitude was after the loss to the Lions. And now he seemed to very much so carry that same energy throughout the entire week. What do you think his, it's either frustration. I joked that somebody must have betrayed him. How would you put into words his mentality that you've observed this week throughout his press conferences?
Yeah, I think it's amped up a little bit, but it does kind of seem like normal, obsessed, detail-focused, just wants to figure out how to win, and that's all he cares about, Ben Johnson. And if like that is how he is normally, now you make it playoff Ben Johnson coming off back-to-back losses, you can understand that intensity. And I think one of the things possibly going for the Bears tomorrow night is this team has taken after him all season long. And if that is kind of his mode operandi with us, you can only imagine what he's like behind closed doors. DJ Moore told us yesterday that things have just been, everything just is ramped up a little bit more this week. So, you know, this is somebody that's going to make, you know, he said it, like every blade of grass matters, every inch of that field matters. And yeah, I just think he is super obsessively focused on what can I do that will help this team win. And, you know, we saw it this week and, you know, we'll see if it comes through tomorrow night.
I don't know to say that he's given up on the defense, but we know he clearly at this point of the season knows what his defense is and expects more of the offense than the defense. What do you think he's most focused on to getting a win against the Packers in game 3 of this series?
Yeah, Marshall, I think that's a good way to put it because, like, look, the defense could get a boost if Kyler Gordon is able to play, which is the expectation. But we don't know, obviously, how much he's going to play and what he's going to look like. But, the defense kind of is what it is. And if it's not taking the ball away, it's going to be tough because they're giving up a lot of yards. And he's focused on that red zone defense being what can help them. But, yeah, the offense needs to score points. The offense needs to start fast. The offense needs to sustain drives. What I find really interesting about tomorrow's game, thinking about this slow start thing has been such a topic of conversation, is one of the best opening drives they had all year was against the Packers 3 weeks ago. And that was the fourth down trick play where the snap went over Kamanon guy's head. Up until that point, it was a really good drive. So I wonder if, and I asked Declan Doyle kind of about that drive, and I was just trying to see like what things they could, I don't know if there's anything they could take from that, but I think there's, you know, as everybody might be looking for a little glimmers of hope, I think that this is an offensive scheme that, while I do believe Jeff Hafley has had the upper hand in maybe 6.5 of the 9 quarters, I do think that Ben Johnson knows what they can do, especially against a Micah Parsons-less defense, to find success. They just have to be consistent and make sure their red zone trips are touchdowns, not field goals.
I should have had this in front of me. I know that I had screenshotted it and used it, by the way, on the Take the North podcast, Kevin, because, you know, we're all part of the same family here now that Dan's working for The Athletic. But you had the numbers. Like, when is the last time the Bears scored an actual touchdown on their opening drive in a game?
November 2nd, Mark Grody, that was hours after the Dodgers won the World Series, to put that in perspective. That's actually, I was going to say, not only is it the last time they scored a touchdown, it's the last time they scored points, period, on the first drive. Like, they haven't had a field goal. Because the three most productive drives since then, they've turned it over on downs. They've gone for it on fourth down. And then they've had a bunch of three and outs. They've now had three of their last four games, I believe, they've had to punt on their first two possessions. And what's funny is, at the start of the season, you guys remember that opening drive to open the season? You're like, okay, this is a new era. Yes. Here we go. And they even had a good opening drive against Detroit, as much as that game went off the rails and then continued against Dallas. That was kind of the hallmark of the first quarter of the season, was this team was able to start fast, unlike previous iterations of the Bears. And then they've just been, to use a John Fox term, in a siesta a bit, and just I don't know how much of it is like Caleb Williams admitted last week he felt like they were flat. So I think every game it's been its own reason why they haven't been able to get out to a fast start. And I've been hammering this all week, guys. Can you imagine that stadium if they go up 7-0? Like, I just feel like they really need to. They want to do that anyways. That's obvious. But just to think of the juice that can be generated from getting an opening lead 7-0, that can really, like, I think to the Baltimore game a lot, like, they had a pretty decent drive going, and then things went off the rails, and they had to punt. And that game, I remember, totally could have been different if they found a way to score on that first drive. And you really would have put a Ravens team that was decimated on their heels. And instead, the Ravens were able to kind of dictate pace. And you can go through other games that way, too. So I just think that it's going to be so important for them to try to find a way to get up 7-0.
Ah, that would be an incredible scene if that were to happen. Our segment with Kevin Fishbane is sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. It's meant to be. Kevin, I know I always mess with you about keeping track of the snap counts. I always think you're the best at making note of who played the most snaps or who played what snap counts they had. Tyrique Stevenson famously had 0. Do you think that his number increases on, well, tomorrow? I was going to say on Sunday, but that's not correct.
I think it does. I don't know what that looks like. I don't know if it's one series or two series. It was very strange that he played 0 snaps when they've always found a way to get him in for a little bit. And he played a bunch against San Francisco the week before. And so it's confounding to me a little bit, especially the way the Lions were able to move the football, like even just to give one of those guys a spell. I think that Dennis Allen, when you enter the playoffs, it is, you throw the kitchen sink at it, right? Like, you throw everything at your disposal. And Tyreek Stevenson's not perfect, but if you guys think back to middle, like the front part of the season, he was playing at an incredibly high level, racking up passes defense. Quarterbacks were throwing his way a lot, and he was making some really big plays for this team. I just wonder if Dennis Allen's like, okay, playoff game, playoff time. I have this talented, physical cover guy at my disposal. How can I use him? Is it giving Jalen Johnson just a series off? Is it giving Nashawn Wright a series off? Is it, you know, one of the things they did, guys, in Philly the last time Kyler Gordon played was they would have in their dime package, instead of bringing a safety on, they'd bring in an extra corner. So maybe that is something that they look to do, to use Tyreek Stevenson to their advantage. But it's just hard for me to believe that a guy that is that skilled is not going to play any snaps.
The National Sports Media Association Illinois Sports Writer of the Year 2025. Congratulations again, Kevin Fishbane. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Kev.
All right. Thanks, guys. Take care.
That's Kevin Fishbane. Coming up next on Raheemy Harris and Grody. You have what you want to say about the Bears-Packers rivalry. Mark Grody can't wear green when the Bears play the Packers.
Never. Never.
We won't cat your Sprite can.
Except for the time I was on the sidelines wearing green.
As the reporter.
Oh, yeah, Sprite can. That's more of an Eagles, maybe. Eagles!
No,
it's not dark enough, is it?
I think Eagles. It's like a Kelly green. I don't know.
Kelly green.
Point being, the rivalry is strong. But you know who may know that in a way that is a little bit different? Kevin Byard. We'll listen to him talk about it next.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Bears fans, Coach Wonstead here. You want to talk about postseason drama? Well, we got it. It's Bears versus Packers at Soldier Field tomorrow night in the wild card round. Are you kidding me? It simply doesn't get any bigger than this. Stay locked in to the score as we get you ready for Bears, Packers facing off on the wild card weekend, all the way up to kickoff. And when it's over, we'll be here all day Monday for wall-to-wall reaction. Only on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Illinois. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Home means everything to you. So when rates drop, you don't just sit back. Rocket Mortgage watches the market to help you save money when the time is right. We make refinancing simple and savings even simpler. Never miss a new lower monthly payment with Rocket Mortgage. Learn more at rocketmortgage.com or call 1-800-4-ROCKET for cost information and conditions. Conditions apply. Not a commitment to lend. Rocket Mortgage LLC, licensed in all 50 states. NMLS, consumeraccess.org, number 3030.
You still thinking job change in the new year?
Yeah, I need something that's in high demand and more stable in this economy.
IT?
Yeah, cybersecurity, maybe even AI.
That's what I did.
Really? How?
Went to My Computer Career. You don't need any prior experience, and you could start your new career in a matter of months. A lot of IT pros go to school there, too, to level up.
Sweet. Are classes online or on campus?
Both.
Wow, I'll check it out. Thanks.
Make this your year. Take the free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
Last month, my business cash flow got tight. Sales were slow, invoices were late, and payroll was coming fast. My business is everything, and people rely on me. I can't let them down. I applied online at LendSeek.com and had business funding in 24 hours.
Business moves fast. Don't wait until it's too late. Whether it's lines of credit, term loans, working capital funding, or revenue-based financing, LendSeek is open for business. Apply now at LendSeek.com.
Dwayne Brand and Home Services will fix it with a smile.
That's a Dwayne problem.
Dwayne Blanton Home Services of the Northwest Suburbs wants you to know that you can make those home maintenance issues a Dwayne problem. A Dwayne Blanton problem. Like your leaky faucet or a showerhead installation.
Oh, that's a Dwayne problem.
Maybe your furnace isn't operating properly.
That is another Dwayne problem.
Water pressure or sewer issues?
That's a Dwayne problem.
And maybe those guests who leave behind something a little more than what you wanted.
Daddy, the toilet won't flush.
Okay, got it. Let's make it a Dwayne problem. Make your next problem a Dwayne problem. A Dwayne Blanton Home Services problem. Visit DwayneBlanton.com.
Dwayne Blanton Home Services. We'll fix it with a smile.
When you're betting and find yourself constantly thinking about gambling and you're losing more money than you have, are you really winning? If you're spending too much time with the slots or you can't stop betting on sports and you find yourself feeling overwhelmed, maybe lying, and probably losing more money than you can afford to lose, you're not alone and you can get help. It's available 24/7 and it's confidential. When your betting has gotten out of hand, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.areyoureallywinning.com. Sponsored by the Illinois Department of Human Services.
I was in a wreck. I need a check.
I was in a wreck. I need a check.
I was in a wreck. I need a check.
I'm attorney Kevin Rowe. The insurance company's job is to pay you as little as possible. Our job is to get you every dollar you deserve. Call Lerner & Rowe today and let's make them pay.
708-222-2222.
Lerner & Rowe is the way to go. Call 222-2222. Chapter 2, Managing Attorney 114 East, Sir. Some work may be performed by or referred to other attorneys.
We'll be right back with Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score.
Never have I ever called my sister from the finish line of my first marathon.
Hello?
You won't believe where I am.
Are you running?
Mile 26. I'm going to make it.
Switch to T-Mobile's 55 Plus plan and get iPhone 16e with its advanced camera system on us. Plus, two lines for just $30 a line.
Guys, I can't believe it.
I knew you could do it, babe.
That was amazing.
Mom, how do you feel?
I feel great. I can't feel my feet. Let's take a picture. And then you may carry me to the car.
Share every stride, every mile, every memory on America's best network. Switch to T-Mobile's 55 Plus plan and get iPhone 16e on us. And two lines for just $30 a line.
With 24 monthly bill credits and two eligible port-ins on Essentials 55 Plus for well-qualified customers with autopay plus taxes, fees, and $35 device connection charge. Credits end and balance due if you pay off early or cancel. Contact us. Finance agreement 128 gigabytes, $599.99 required. Best mobile network in the U.S. based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 1H2025. Visit T-Mobile.com.
We're talking to play-by-play man Kevin Harlan. You're the best when it comes to play-by-play of life.
We're sending Marshall Harris to D.C. to run on the field.
Come on, Marshall. Nah. Bring it home, baby. We're ready for you.
The Raheemy Harrison Grody Show. Middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score.
It gets me every time. Oh, for Mark Grody's birthday, you're playing music that fires him up, baby T. Nicely done.
I'll take Chili Peppers.
That's my favorite Chili Pepper song, Grody.
Oh, yeah?
I'm God. A higher ground girl myself.
This song does not get old. Just doesn't.
This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on Mark Grody's birthday on 670 The Score. And we've talked a lot about just cherishing that the day that it is today. Playoff day against the rivals. First playoff game in 5 years. Chance for your first playoff win in 15. And as a part of that comes the understanding of what the players know about the rivalry. We've read stories about George McCaskey and his rookie programming, where he programs the rookies. He basically radicalizes the rookies to hate the Packers.
Say it. He makes them like, Marshall, say it. I hate Green Bay.
Say it. Look at me and say it.
That goes for you too, Zay Frazier.
I don't like Green Bay. Zay Frazier's healthy now.
Yeah, he posted that he was medically clear on Instagram.
I see him around.
Lots of good news coming from House Hall these days.
I hope that there's a Zay Frazier effect next year.
Yeah, good vibes for Zay Frazier.
There's room in the secondary.
There will be very much room in the secondary.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, speaking of the secondary, there's also guys who get it regardless of them being rookies or not. Kevin Byard, he had a great appearance with the Bussin' with the Boys podcast. We played a couple of clips already this week. We did not get to this one because we were saving it for today. Check it out.
We feel very confident going against this group because we know them so much. We know the personnel. We just got to go out there and reset, man. And, you know, it's do or die right now. We got to go out there and put everything we can into this week to go get a W, man. This is going to be the most electric game in Soldier Field. I don't want to say history just yet, but listen.
A lot of history.
In Tennessee, like, we didn't – I mean – Who was our rival in Tennessee? Would you say Jacksonville?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, Jacksonville. No, this is different, bro. So, no, listen. So, I would tell you this, bro. When I signed here last year, like, I kind of, you know about the Green Bay, the Aaron Rodgers. I own Chicago. You know all that stuff. But you don't really realize the hatred this city has towards Green Bay. And I don't think Green Bay feels the same way about Chicago, but Chicago hates Green Bay, bro. The first preseason game we had here, we might have been playing in Buffalo or somewhere. I don't know where we was at. But all of a sudden, just like a Green Bay sucks, F Green Bay chant just breaks out of nowhere. I'm on the sideline like, bro, what is going on? Like, what are they saying? They said, no, bro, the fans hate Green Bay. It can happen randomly. We could be at a Blackhawks game, a Bulls game. Bears suck. They're just going to do it all the time. So this city hates Green Bay.
Listen.
We do hate well. We hate well
but
in Chicago.
The best part about this is you need to understand, Kevin Byard played 8 seasons in Tennessee for the Titans and didn't know who their rival was. Like that's the biggest part of this for me. And now he doesn't have to wonder who the rival is because he's not even at a Bears game and he's finding out they hate Green Bay so much. It could be, you know, a youth softball game. I don't know what, like, he could be at anything. He could be at Tiddlywinks, bingo night. Green Bay sucks. The senior citizens at the Senior Citizen Center. I get it, Kevin Byard, but I feel bad that you're involved with an NFL organization where you're asking people on a podcast, wait, who did you see our rival was?
I mean, how long has the Tennessee version of the Titans existed, right?
99?
I mean,
99.
Yeah, how long they've been out of Houston?
Well, so, I mean, I guess
that was always the knock in Houston was like, you can wear the Oilers uniforms because you bought them, I guess. But, you know, that was always such a robbery to me because the whole point of the Oilers being honored in Houston is you tell me what it physically takes to be on a crew to get oil out of the ground. That is hard damn work. Mm-hmm. That is life-threatening work.
Wow, yeah.
So they were
and everybody runs on oil, but no. You can wear those uniforms, I guess, but you don't really know what that is.
Before they were Good the point. Tennessee Titans, they were the Tennessee Oilers for 2 seasons.
That's right.
I remember I covered them when they moved to Memphis. They played a year in Memphis.
Was Guppy coaching then? Jeff Fisher?
This doesn't
Jeff
help Fisher. With the own culture and the built culture. Kevin Byard's one of the heart and souls of that team, and he's like,
who's
our rival? And then he says, Jacksonville.
For a career? Oh. I can help Kevin Byard out a little bit. I have a pretty good handle on the way Green Bay feels about the Bears and vice versa from having been to both stadiums many times and living a lifetime of Bears-Packersness. They hate the Bears as much as the Bears hate the Packers. Make no mistake about it. They're just a little bit nicer about it, the folks in Green. They just are.
Except for the people who listen to our station before and after Packers
games.
That's
fair.
And they're like, you guys don't know. And I'm like, what?
We're Chicago.
Go listen to your own station.
Yeah. No,
like,
you can come. You're welcome here.
I live in Chicago and I like it here. Like, what?
They're nicer. Trust me. Like, at times I have gone to, like, last here, did I go to Lambeau? Yeah, I did. As I was walking through the parking lot, I was invited to join a tailgate. I was invited to break bread, and they knew that I was a Bears broadcaster. So you wouldn't get that from the folks partying in the lots out at Soldier Field. It's just a different kind of hate, a little bit more aggressive from the Chicago side than the Green Bay side.
You think it's that bad, though?
Well, it's not that bad. It's just Chicago, like the mentality of Chicagoans is a little bit more aggressive than the mentality of Milwaukeeans or Green Bayans or Wisconsinites.
But I think to the point, I think Chicago would be inviting if you're not there for the Packers. If it's another team from another city, it's fine. Because
like a Browns fan or something.
Yeah, like if you're in Philadelphia and you come from like Miami, the Dolphins are in town.
Right. No, you're
fine.
Right.
But if you're a Dallas Cowboys fan in Philadelphia, that is a very different story.
So I had Texas plates on my car because it was still registered in Texas at the time.
That's right.
And our studios are at the Wells Fargo Center, which is next to the Link, because everything is organized in Philly.
There's a
and
few cities like
me,
that. It's cool, but go ahead.
So they were like, Layla, Cowboys are playing the Packers on Sunday and you're Cowboys are playing the Eagles on Sunday and you're working. And I was like, yes. And they were like, don't park your car in the parking lot. I was like, okay, I'm taking the train that day. Because Texas plates, they were going to key in or whatever else.
People jumping on top of your car. Come on out of there, Layla.
And I was like, say less. Heard and registered.
When it's a rivalry, it's just a different type of energy. Have you? So go out west, and I know people are thinking west is cool and chill. Like Raiders, Niners, when they get together with their rivals,
Dodgers, Giants,
yeah, Dodgers, Giants comes to mind.
Big one. Yeah, Dodgers, Dodgers like, Padres. Didn't Ray see people getting in a fight? Dodgers and Padres fans. It's so crazy.
Ray and I were both of us. Yeah.
People make fun of Dodgers fans because of the late arrival and early dismissal, or however that goes down. But
it's
they're
of the traffic.
They are good fans. Like, they are heavy duty Dodgers.
Giants fans used to be legit. They are great fans too.
No, I'd say Giants fans are better than Dodgers fans, and they're both great fan bases.
Here's what I'll say. As with any fan base, because I've seen it all the way around as a sideline reporter, whatever.
We've been around the three of us.
There are different classes of fans within a fan base.
Wait, say that again?
There are different classes of fans within a fan base.
100%.
There are people who have home training and people who are like, I don't have home training. And then there's the middle, like, I might have home training, but when I go to sporting events, I act like I have no home training. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, because you think about, oh, I'm going to drink, I'm going to have a good time, I'm going to buy a pretzel.
I'm outside.
Yeah, I'm outside. I've got friends with me.
You're a little bigger, badder.
When $500 is the get-in price for the game on Saturday, and it's an estimate. I've heard $400, although with fees, who knows what that ends up being. I feel like you're not necessarily getting the authenticity of the crowd that you got at, say, the 6-3 Seahawks game last year.
Fair.
You know?
Fair.
Fair so, rhymes with what?
Bear.
Thank you.
Wow. I really didn't know for a second.
I'm a big rhymer. I'm a huge
rhymer.
I had it.
I knew exactly where you were going.
I know.
Dr. Seuss over here.
I'm sorry.
Happy birthday, Dr. Seuss.
What?
Coming up next on the Mark Grody Birthday Show. Since it is Bears-Packers, and since it is playoffs, you have not one, but two Inside the Locker Room segments coming up. So number one is next.
Bears.